This is KCUR 89.3. When you're a Republican and your governor is a Republican and the governor has a low approval rating, running for office can be tricky. In a state Senate race in Topeka, both Republicans are trying to keep their distance. Stephen Caranda reports from the 20th District.
Senator Vicki Schmidt, a moderate Republican from Topeka, is not shy about the fact that she often does not see eye to eye with Republican Governor Sam Brownback.
My job is to represent the people in my district. And when the people in my district do not think that certain policies are the right way to go, then I'm not going to be with the governor.
Issues like taxes, abortion, and the budget caused a rift in the Republican Party leading up to the 2012 elections. In the primary, Schmidt was on one side of the gap, and conservative Republican House member Joe Patton was on the other. Schmidt narrowly beat Patton and survived a purge of moderate Republicans fueled by political advocacy groups and the governor. This year, there's a rematch, but now Patton sometimes does not sound so different from Schmidt.
When I began to look what was going on over here at the Capitol, they were deficit financing, they're underfunding education, they're robbing from the highway fund, they're robbing from CAPERS. It's a mess.
Patton has been out of the legislature since his last race against Schmidt. Both he and Schmidt are trying to appeal to voters who have some concerns about the way things are going. While knocking on doors recently, Schmidt met a voter worried about funding for mental health treatment.
I know people are concerned about gun control, but I really think the underlying problem is a mental illness that is not being treated accurately. Mentally ill people are definitely needing our help.
And we've cut that funding significantly.
Absolutely.
And that is I've never voted for that and I never will.
Schmidt says if she'd been in line with conservative leaders and the governor in recent years, she might have gone along with policies like that.
Would have voted to cut schools, would have voted for block grant funding. I would have voted for the largest sales tax increase in history. I would have voted for borrowing from CAPERS. I didn't support any of those things because they're not good policy for my constituents, and they're not going to help my area of the state grow.
Take a step back in time to 2012, and Patton was in the room when Brownback signed into law massive income tax cuts. Fast forward to today, and Patton is talking up a time he pushed back against Brownback. His website explains how the governor wanted to close the Kansas Neurological Institute in Topeka, a state facility for people with developmental disabilities. Patton offered an amendment on the floor that restored the funding.
I think it's important that we do things that are right, regardless of the political consequences.
Some groups allied with the governor, like the Kansas Chamber of Commerce, have endorsed Patton like they did in 2012. But Patton's making a sales pitch aimed at crossing ideological lines to attract 20th district voters.
They really don't concern themselves so much with party labels or factions. They want somebody who can get the job done. And quite frankly, some of these issues are not liberal, moderate, or conservative. You just have to get the government to work.
Move on to other legislative races, and you'll see moderate challengers trying to connect conservative incumbents to the governor. Many conservative incumbents are also not talking about Brownback. When asked if the governor would be endorsing any candidates in the GOP primary, spokesperson Malika Willoughby would not directly say.
Endorsements are less important in this current political environment.
Willoughby sounds confident that the governor's allies will do well, even in an environment where a recent poll shows almost three-quarters of Kansans having an unfavorable view of the governor.
Kansas Republicans have overwhelmingly chosen to elect pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, small government candidates in the last three election cycles, and they will likely do so again this year.
Conservative candidates want to be associated with some of those positions, but they're being careful in this election cycle about their associations with Brownback. I'm Stephen Caranda at the Kansas State House.
Stephen Caranda is the State House Bureau Chief for Kansas Public Radio, a partner with KCUR in a statewide collaboration covering elections in Kansas.